This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is a weird one, guys. This is weird. The Independent and multiple articles or multiple news stories are reporting this one. When you die, your mind is still working, and you know you're dead. They believe they've proven this. Scientists think that your consciousness continues to work after your body has stopped showing signs of life, which means when you die, you are aware that you die. Like, remember Patrick Swayze in Ghost? Right? You know, he's sitting there and he's looking at the body and he's looking at, you know, Demi Moore crying and, you know, or he thought Demi Moore was shot and she wasn't the one that was shot, it was him. And then he's like, oh my gosh, no. And then he starts to run around and then he does Dirty Dancing or whatever he does. I don't know. I don't remember the movie. But, you know, he was able to watch it happen. And I guess they say that scientists discovered that a person's conscience continues to work. There's also evidence to suggest that someone who has died may even hear their own death being announced by medics. So this is, oh yeah, remember Flatliners? Oh, I gotta remember that. I have to watch that movie, Flatliners, yeah. In the film, a group of young doctors embark on a dangerous experiment by taking turns to chemically induce their heart to stop and flatline to find out exactly what happens in the afterlife. Gosh, I gotta see that movie. And then what, they tried to, shock them to bring them back? Is that what they did? Well, that's stupid. Anyway, so a team from New York, see, in the 90s, I was in undergrad in medical school, so I didn't see a lot of movies. I remember seeing Outbreak. I remember seeing that movie with some of my medical student friends. I remember seeing The Lion King, but I don't really remember much else in the 90s. I saw Steel Magnolias, remember that in the 90s, and Terminator 2, but that I don't remember seeing Flatliners. Anyway, so with this study, a team from New York University Langone School of Medicine investigated the question through twin studies in Europe and the U.S. of people who have suffered cardiac arrest and, quote, came back to life. This is the largest study of its kind. Study author Dr. Sam Parnia told Life Science, they'll describe watching doctors and nurses working. They'll describe having awareness of full conversations of visual things that were going on that would otherwise not be known to them. He said these recollections were then verified by medical and nursing staff who reported their patients who were technically dead, but could remember the details of what they were saying. So basically what happened is somebody like would die, supposedly. He would hear the nurse and the doctor go, do you want to call it? I don't want to call it. Keep working. We have to call it, doctor. It's been over 15 minutes. We haven't gotten a pulse. We have to call it. All right. Time of death, 6:57. P.M. Oh, it's a shame. What happened to him? Well, he did. Oh, such a shame. Okay, so then when they woke up or they came back to life, they're like, yeah, you guys said it was a shame. You said that this happened. You said that this happened. So then you're thinking, well, maybe they weren't ever officially dead. Which then makes us think, when we do call it, are we still calling it too soon? Study author, medically speaking, they say doctors define death based on when the heart no longer beats, which then immediately cuts off blood supply to the brain. Technically, that's how you get the time of death. It's all based on the moment when the heart stops. That's explained by Dr. Sam Parnia. Once that happens, blood no longer circulates to the brain, which means brain function halts almost instantaneously. You lose all your brainstem reflexes, your gag reflex, your pupil reflex, all that is gone. So pupils dilate, they're fixed, they don't move, they don't react to light. We don't see sign of brain activity. Now, the brain's cerebral cortex is responsible for thinking and processing information from the five senses. And that within 2 to 20 seconds, no brain waves will be detected on an electric monitor. This sparks a chain reaction of cellular processes that will result in the death of brain cells. But that could take hours after the heart has stopped. After performing CPR, cardiopulmonary resuscitation, that hasn't successfully revived a patient can still result in sending some blood to the brain with its oxygen, about 15% of what it requires to function normally. So even though you are still having brain cell death, it's happening at a slower rate. So they did some studies looking at brain activity of dying rats. Researchers at the University of Michigan back in 2013 analyzed the electrical signals in the brains of 9 anesthetized rats having an induced cardiac arrest. They observed activity patterns associated with a, quote, hyper-alerted state shortly after clinical death, meaning that the brain was still active even though technically they died. The study authors said near-death experiences were reported by 20% of cardiac arrest survivors. People often claim they are evidence of an afterlife or the separation of the body and the soul. Now, scientists have attributed these quote-unquote out-of-body experiences to physiological processes, and it is believed that they are as a result of unusual brain activity caused by the reduced blood flow to the brain. That maybe, you know, they weren't officially dead, so they had lack of blood flow, they had lack of oxygen, being hypoxic, you may get a little disoriented and that kind of thing. But, we've talked about this a lot on the show. I seriously believe, and this doesn't necessarily have to be a religious thing, that the soul just doesn't go away. I really believe that the soul sticks around. You know, like, I think Michael Jackson and Elvis, I think they are around. I'll hear a song, and I'm going to say that was so inspired by the King. It was so inspired by the King. And somebody could say, well, now you just listened, you know, the person just listened to, you know, an Elvis song, and then maybe subconsciously incorporated it. No, 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 no. I really do believe that we have figures out there. You know, maybe Ronald Reagan is inspiring Donald Trump. I don't know. But I just believe that souls are still with us. 1-877-DR-DALLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2000. 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so making huge headlines across the pond, which relates to us, especially as we're trying to refigure out what we're doing with our health care, is the NHS in England. So their national health system is in a crisis, all right? And it is a cluster right now. And we are being told that only one hospital in England has hit its goals and targets, right, for cancer operations and accident and emergency over the past year, which basically means that they've hit their goals on how many people they need to treat, how many operations they need to perform, how many cancer patients they need to treat. Just one hospital. in all of England has met the goals that it needs. They say growing demand is leaving the NHS over there struggling to serve patients. With Luton and Dunstable NHS Trust in Bedfordshire, the only service to have achieved its goals. England, Wales, and Northern Ireland have not hit any of their three targets for 18 months. Scotland has only had success with their emergency room goals in the last year. Now, hospital staff told the BBC, which conducted the research, of their concerns over shortages of doctors and nurses. Also, a lack of money and insufficient room in their A&E. And their A&E is what we would call emergency departments or emergency rooms. It was also revealed that 1 in 9 patients now wait longer than 4 hours to be seen in the emergency room. And the chances of having this more than doubled in 4 years. The last time Wales achieved a target was back in 2010, while England hit its key targets 86% of the time in 2012-2013, missed every monthly target last year. Professor Srivasan Madhusudan, Nottingham University Hospital's NHS Trust Head of Cancer, suggested that there was insufficient staff to cope with patient demand. Gee, are we having any of those issues out here? Not as bad, but we're going to. He told the BBC, when I get to work, I want to treat my patients as soon as you can treat. He said, we have a team of 22 fantastic oncologists who are working very hard to do the best they could do under what is a quite stressful situation. They say, Professor Keith Willett, Director for Acute Care in NHS England, told BBC's Radio 4's Today program that this winter we will be extending the access to GPs so that by the end of the winter, 50% of the whole population will have access to extended hours in general practice. This 111 service is moving to a situation where patients call 111, they will be able to speak to a clinician. That has gone up in the last year from 20% to 26%. This is a crisis, okay? You know, England has a lot going on, especially with terrorism and a variety of issues, but we haven't even really hit flu season yet. We haven't had a major epidemic. If they're running on fumes now, what's going to happen when the poop really hits the fan? And then again, I'll tell you how it relates to us. They say health systems worldwide face similar pressures, but thanks to hard work and staff, more than 60% of hospital services are still rated good or outstanding. So their hospitals are still good hospitals, but they're understaffed and they're having to turn people away. Now, what exactly are we, you know, who's claiming they have to be turned away? Well, according to BBC in another article, they say they have some stories to tell of what some of the patients have had to go through. So Christine Moon, for example, 66 years old, was on a holiday in Bali, so on vacation in Bali in 2015. She started feeling chest pain. So she returned home to England in Wellington Borough, Northamptonshire, and she went to see her GP. And she ended up in the hospital having a number of tests on the heart. And they told her, look, I'm very sorry, but we've decided that you have a 90% block in your coronary artery. Now, you have a 90% block in the coronary artery. You have got to get a bypass or a stent or something, most likely bypass. 90% is some bad stuff. So, this was August of last year. She then waited until November to see a consultant who said she needed a coronary bypass. But there would be an additional 18-week wait. All right, so she's waited 18 weeks since she called the hospital. I was told that they were way behind, and they had absolutely no idea where I was on the waiting list. No one at the hospital could tell me when I was likely to have my operation. Now, she had a 90% blocked coronary artery. And we are now at the year-and-a-half mark, and they have no idea when she's going to be on the list. They say every week patients in more critical need of a bypass were being referred to the hospital, bumping her further down on the list. She said, I couldn't do any housework. I couldn't do stuff that I normally did because my systems got worse. But she didn't want to have a heart attack. So, in April this year, almost a year after being diagnosed, she gave up on waiting, paid $25,000, $30,000, got the operation done privately. said I had to think long and hard about it, but it was really hanging over me. Now, still, being able to get that done for about $30,000, that's pretty good. That's, yeah, but still. She said, I mean, it's a lot of money. I mean, people don't usually have that kind of money. Right? But that's what she had to do. She had to just go and spend. There was another patient case. Holly Wilson was 9 years old. She started to see doctors on a regular basis. She had a condition where her white blood cells infiltrated her bowel, causing inflammation and pain. Now, she's been in and out of the hospital for years. She's 22 years old. She says the list is endless. Her entire body is affected. She had a cyst on her ovary the size of a grapefruit. She was in the hospital 30 times a year. She goes, there are a lot of problems. I'm very, very complicated. I'm always known as the difficult, complex patient. But she noticed her waiting time started to increase. And she once had to wait more than 10 hours just to get a medical note to give her employer to allow her to go to work. Why? Because she believes that doctors are picking other patients that they could fix quicker. They'll take the quick patients rather than losing an hour with somebody that's very complex. So, she says doctors want something they can fix in 10 minutes. They're trying to see so many people in such a short amount of time. And she has 3 folders of medical history, so that does not make it easy. Doctors look at those notes. It's just too much for one person to take them in. She says, I don't feel the notes are being read or paid attention to as much as they should be. She doesn't want to bash the NHS, but she says it's frustrating. And so, I could see that. You know, I had to see a lot of patients when I worked urgent care in the ER. Easily, I would see 60 patients in a 12-hour shift, maybe more. And honestly, when it was quick, in and out, bladder infections, that was wonderful. But remember I told you I had one bladder infection? Where it really didn't end up being a bladder infection. She had a heart attack the night before. And she came in feeling odd. And yeah, she ended up having a bladder infection, but that was just luck of the draw. So I recommend that any doctor not take any small case lightly. The problem is reading through 3 charts when you have only 10 minutes to see a patient, not going to work. So the NHS is having long lines, long waits, people feeling forced to pay cash. And what is happening in our neck of the woods? Well, in our neck of the woods, we're talking about single payer, government-run health care. Where does that work and work to the degree that everybody's happy? Well, Dr. Dahlia, it works well in Denmark and, you know, some of the Scandinavian. Okay, maybe in some European countries where the tax rate is 50-60%, and the population is a hell of a lot lower than it is here, it may work. But this is America. Okay? We're kind of spoiled. We don't want to wait 18 months to get a bypass surgery. We also don't want to pay cash if we don't have to. If we're putting any money into the system, I mean, even if we aren't putting any money into the system, if we don't have to pay, we don't want to pay. It's not going to happen. And in America, we just don't have the same amount of people putting money into the system that other countries do. At least half of our country don't pay taxes. Are half our country disabled? No. Half our country doesn't put money into the system. So we think our system is going to be better than the NHS? No. So there's not enough doctors. There's not enough staff. The wait times are long. People are in a hurry. Doctors are exhausted. Look at that one lady where the doctor is now up on charges because she got mad that she waited an hour and a half. There's some people that wait for 10 hours in England. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Man, revel up. All right, so remember the United incident? I can't believe it's already been April. It's okay. Remember the passenger, Dr. Dow, Dr. David Dow? Started screaming and yelling, didn't want to get off the flight because United overbooked, needed to kick him out. So I guess one of the freebie employees got to fly. And he's like, look, I got patients. And then he started flailing around, and then he got cut and hurt. Well, apparently, I apologize. We've got some feedback coming in here. Sorry about that. Let me shut that down. No. I'm not sure what's going on here, but anyway. But Chicago aviation officials fired 2 officers and suspended 2 others involved in the forcible removal of Dr. David Dow. Cell phone footage showed security officers on April 9th dragging him by his arms and legs down the aisle and off the Louisville, Kentucky-bound flight before it took off at Chicago O'Hare International Airport. Dow was left bloodied and bruised in the incident, and this created a poop storm for the airline. 3 Chicago Department of Aviation security officers and a sergeant, quote, mishandled a non-threatening situation that resulted in a physically violent, forcible removal of a passenger aboard the flight. That's according to a City of Chicago Office of Inspector General investigation found. And employees made, quote, misleading statements and deliberately removed material facts from their reports. Uh-oh. Okay, now that's bad. You can't be doing that. So, the Aviation Department, acting on the Inspector General's findings and recommendations, fired the officer who improperly escalated the incident. The sergeant involved in the deliberate removal of facts from an employee report was also terminated, and the 2 officers were suspended. None of the 4 officers have been named. Quote, the use of excessive force caused the passenger to hit his face on an armrest, resulting in a concussion, a broken nose, and the loss of 2 teeth. So, in a statement, Dow's attorney, Thomas Demetrio, said, it is unfortunate the conduct of these 2 city aviation employees has resulted in their losing their jobs. There is a lesson to be learned here for police officers at all levels. Do not state something that is clearly contrary to video viewed by the world. But for the video, the filed report stating that only minimal force was used would have been unnoticed. Now, the incident began, remember, gate agents asked volunteers to give up their seats for a United crew member that needed to meet another flight. Dow and his wife initially agreed to take a later flight, a fellow passenger told CNN, but then the couple changed their minds when they learned that the next flight wouldn't leave until the following day because he had patients, and I get that. United had offered compensation to anyone willing to give up their seats. Well, nobody took the bait. So then Dow apparently was chosen at random when not enough people volunteered. So in a video shot by 2 passengers behind the doctor, he repeatedly refused to get off the flight, telling officers that he's a physician and must work in the morning. So Joya and Forrest Cummings told CNN that Dow was not belligerent and got only mildly upset when a second officer arrived and demanded leave the plane. They said Dow never raised his voice. Now, I don't understand that because the video I saw, he was yelling. But then again, I understand why he's mad, but I thought that he was yelling and flailing his arms. That's what I saw, unless I'm not seeing the right video. So, the officer was placed on leave. Incident reports from the officer said Dow was swinging his arms, had his fist bailed as they tried to pull him from his seat. United conceded that the flight was neither overbooked or oversold. Well, then, what the heck did all this happen with? Anyway, Southwest announced it would no longer overbook flights in an attempt to ensure ticket-holding customers would never be booted off flights. By the way, thank you. You know how stupid that is? You buy a flight, and you pay for a flight only for them to sell that flight twice? Delta said it would offer volunteers up to $10,000 to give up their seats on overbooked flights. Oh, man, that could be a job. Book a flight, pick a real popular one, like New York or Chicago. Pick it during high Christmas season. Don't even pack. Just stand around and go, oh, you overbooked? Well, if you can incentivize me, I'll give up my seat. $10,000, I'll get my kids all dressed up. You know how much money we can make? $40,000? Whew, it's a lot of money. So anyway, yeah, we haven't heard about the airlines being in the news. I mean, except for the doctor that wants to sing the Star Spangled Banner on the loudspeaker on the airline. You know, I'm not overly surprised by the airline's attitude of not having somebody get on the loudspeaker. Okay, these airlines are under a lot of heat right now to make sure that there's nobody's rowdy, nobody's, they don't want to have to watch, passengers do things. And mind you, I think it's a beautiful gesture to sing the Star Spangled Banner on the loudspeaker. If they don't let you sing the Star Spangled Banner on the loudspeaker, then just sing it in your seat. You know? But, yeah, that's, yeah. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say, if you're having trouble losing weight, I do. intermittent fasting could cause us dieters to shed our pounds in weeks because it stimulates cells to burn fat. So mice who were fed a normal diet for 2 days, followed by 24 hours without food, shed pounds after just 6 weeks. Researchers believe fasting triggers a protein that causes white blood cells to stimulate fat cells to burn lipids. Study author Professor Hong Hong Kim from the Hospital for Sick Children in Ontario said intermittent fasting without a reduction in calorie intake can be a preventative and therapeutic approach against obesity and metabolic disorders. Now, this isn't the first time we heard that if you fast, you know, when you go through periods of fasting, you could lose weight. I am still a little nervous about that. I don't know if I would be, you know, recommending that to kids, per se. But previous research reveals that reducing abdominal fat is linked to, you know, you got to get rid of abdominal fat so you don't get type 2 diabetes, heart disease, certain cancers. So as well as weight loss, extreme calorie restriction has also been associated with improved blood pressure, gut health, and brain function. Now, I would be nervous about anything extreme because then you go into hibernation mode or you slow down your metabolism. But the researchers exposed mice to 16 weeks of intermittent fasting. So what is intermittent fasting? Well, the animals were fed a normal diet for 2 days and then followed by 24 hours of no food. Results revealed intermittent fasting causes substantial weight loss after 4 months. A further experiment demonstrated the same findings occur after just 6 weeks of going without food every third day. Now, some of us are probably going, well, wait a second. What if we just did this on the weekend? I cannot fast in the middle of the work week. Doing my show fasting, not going to work. Remember when I was waiting for my colonoscopy? Remember how bad that show was because I had been fasting? So that's not going to work. But what if Sundays, no football's on. After football season, what if Sundays we fast? I wonder if that would work. Professor Kim said intermittent fasting without a reduction researchers believe fasting triggers a protein, causes white blood cells to stimulate fat cells to burn lipids, and the effects reverse once mice start eating again. So these findings were published in the journal Cell Research. Another research article said if you skip breakfast, it cuts out more than 300 calories a day. No, no, no. You got to be careful with this, okay? Yes, fasting until lunch will cause you to eat less calories a day. But people who skip breakfast are more prone to being obese and more prone to having diabetes. So I would not at all recommend that. Please, for the love of the Lord. You know, I wouldn't skip meals. Honestly, I think the best way to keep your weight down is eating little baby bits every couple hours. All right, that's how your body wants to do things. That's the way it's designed. It's designed to, you know, burn off food or shoot out insulin to help bring sugar into the cell. Okay, slow and steady wins the race, people. Slow and steady wins the race. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com, Capterra.com.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We are Lifeline Screening, and if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking, and the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember to call Lifeline Screening at 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-LIFE, to get screened for carotid artery disease that could put you at risk for stroke, atrial fibrillation, osteoporosis, low testosterone, a variety of things Lifeline Screening could offer you, and inexpensively, and it gives you results that you could give to your doctor. Lifeline Screening, call them today at 888-815-LIFE. All right, I don't think we know much about what happened with Roger Goodell and the NFL in that meeting yesterday to figure out what they're doing with the national anthem. The only news we really got out of yesterday, pretty much with the NFL, is that Ezekiel Elliott's six-game suspension has been delayed, apparently with a restraining order. So for those of us who are Cowboy fans, like I is, thank you, I love the Cowboys, Ezekiel Elliott's going to be playing this Sunday. And a federal judge granted a temporary restraining order blocking the league's suspension Tuesday night, clearing Elliott to play the San Francisco 49ers, of whom we are going to kick butt. U.S. District Judge Paul Crotty's ruling comes 5 days after a federal appeals court overturned a Texas court's injunction that had kept Elliott on the field this season. Okay, he's been there. He was the Rookie of the Year. Was he Rookie of the Year last year? And then he's now in his second year. He has denied the allegations of domestic abuse made by ex-girlfriend Tiffany Thompson back in 2016. Apparently, Elliott, he was the NFL rushing leader as a rookie, was barred from the team's facility Tuesday as players returned from their off week. The NFL placed him on the suspended list Friday, a day after the ruling from the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans. And then Elliott originally received a 6-game suspension August 11th, following a year-long NFL investigation into a domestic violence case. Here's the thing. If we're playing the 49ers, here's the thing. If Ezekiel Elliott is going to be suspended at all, do it while we're playing, while we're not playing that well anyway, okay? You know, get it over with because we need him for the playoffs. This back and forth is kind of ridiculous. Prosecutors in Columbus decided not to pursue the case in the city where Elliott starred for Ohio State, citing conflicting evidence. But the NFL decided to do its own investigation. And Elliott was alleged he was harassed by his ex multiple times. So, police were sent to Elliott's house after he received at least 50 phone calls from Thompson during a 7-hour period, during which she is said to have called him from a blocked number. Elliott told police that she was not supposed to be calling him. According to the report, he also said that Thompson had hacked into his email account, dug up phone numbers, and called them to spread untruthful things that could hurt image. Now, if that's the case, this is bad. She was disinvited to his 21st birthday party. She said, "That's the worst decision you've made in your life. I'm going to ruin your life now." Now, the leak says that Elliott assaulted her on July 17th, 19th, and 21 in 2016, where she had injuries to her arms, neck, shoulders, face, knees, hips, wrists, and hands. And in a tape recorder conversation with police obtained by TMZ, Thompson can be heard telling authorities about alleged domestic violence incidences. She claimed that he lost control, hit her in the jaw, pushed her into a wall, held her hard enough to bruise her. She also claimed that he dragged her out of bed, choked her, was going to punch her in the face. So, what the heck is going on here? And we were just talking about Harvey Weinstein, and we were talking about allegations, etc. This is exactly the type of case that we don't want to see existing. One is, we don't want to see anybody violently attacked if that allegedly happened, okay? Especially with all the talk of CTE and, football players, running the risk of having impulse control and violent outbursts. Okay, we don't ever want to see this happen, and we never want to see domestic violence. We also, however, don't want to see somebody cry, assault when they weren't. And so, and breakups can be bad. And, a defense by somebody who could be guilty could say, oh, yeah, well, she just, lost it and, she got psychotic after we broke up, and that could be a defense that somebody uses and the lawyers have to blow that out of the water. But what if that is what's going on? And so, Ezekiel Elliott kind of has the, deck stacked against him as he is a rusher. He is, in the O-line, he will suffer concussions. We've seen him with smelling salts. It looks like he's been a little dizzy after some plays. I'm a fan of his, from a football standpoint. I think he's a phenomenal, rusher, and I'm always screaming feed the Zeke, but could he possibly be following in the same footsteps of other NFL comrades? Yes, comrades. Now, the other thing too that is a concern is could again there be a whole bandwagon as well? Well, this person's a football player. He suffered concussions and he beat me up. You know, and it's frustrating because the burden of proof is still on the victim. And, you know, victims have enough to deal with. But if they're lying, you know, what do you do? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Drug overdoses killed more Americans last year alone than the Vietnam War. The latest numbers from the CDC show that 64,000 people died from drug overdoses in 2016. That's a 21% increase over the year before. Approximately three-quarters of all drug overdose deaths are now caused by opioids. That includes heroin and synthetic versions like fentanyl. The new report from the Police Executive Research Forum, an independent research organization that focuses on critical issues in policing, puts those numbers into context. According to the report, more Americans died from drug overdoses in 2016 than the number of Americans' lives lost in the entirety of the Vietnam War. The group said it is focusing its efforts on the opioid epidemic because the epidemic is worsening. 64,000 drug fatalities last year, 35,000 motor vehicle deaths in 2015, AIDS-related deaths, 50,000, so it's surpassing AIDS-related deaths. Homicides, a peak year, 24,000 people were murdered. Actually, that was in 1991. And suicides, which have been rising in the U.S. for nearly 30 years, total 44,000. So we are looking at opiates being, you know, the number one killer in this setting. And synthetic drugs, fentanyl, which is 50 to 100 times stronger than the painkiller morphine, definitely driving the sharp increases in opioid overdose deaths. So the CDC identified 15,000 deaths from heroin overdoses in 2016. 20,000 deaths were caused by fentanyl and other synthetic opioids. So, it's sad. It's just, it's wasteful dying. And these are people overdosing. Are some of these overdoses on purpose? You can't tell. Once you are stoned, once you are high or buzzing from a narcotic, you know, and you decide, I'm just done, I want to go to sleep, how do we know that's your real thought process or the drug? But unfortunately, with overdoses, that's what happens. A puppy nearly died after eating gravel. A little puppy needed emergency surgery because he ate mouthfuls of gravel. Bella is a one-year-old French bulldog, and she became very sick and lethargic. An X-ray revealed that she ingested a large collection of stones. All right? So her owner, Victoria, wasn't sure what was going on. Took Bella in for a checkup because she wasn't herself at all. Thought maybe she ate something odd or had worms, etc. And they were able to save the dog's life with laxatives and put fluids into her system. Now, I don't know where she got this gravel, but my dogs eat the cat poop. And the cat poop is full of kitty litter. So you got to watch the dog. Make sure they don't eat from the poo-poo powder. Get rid of gravel stones. And sometimes the dogs will just eat gravel outside. They'll sit there and eat stones. I don't know, because they're stupid. I love dogs, but my dogs are so stupid, I don't get it. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll be right back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.